This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In studying Romans 15, 14 through chapter 16, we found that Paul was organized to achieve. This included maintaining perspective in his life and ministry. He also found a way to maintain discipline to do what God wanted him to do. He did this by establishing a purpose statement, some goal statements, and a list of measurable objectives. These are things you will find helpful to maintain discipline, no matter what you are doing in church or out in the marketplace. Let's amplify each of these points. Paul's purpose statement in verse 21 was actually taken from Isaiah 52, 15. In preaching the gospel of Christ where Christ's name was not known, he was fulfilling Old Testament prophecy. Can you state your life's purpose as clearly as Paul did? If you don't know what your purpose in life is, you will have a hard time maintaining discipline in your life and work. What is your purpose in the job you have? Can you put it into one sentence? Is it based on Scripture? My purpose statement for ministry is based on Colossians 1:28, Ephesians 4:11 through 13, and 1 Corinthians 9:19, my life's verse. Put in my own words, it is to equip and encourage others to be and do all that God wants, especially those with potential for leadership and those already in positions of leadership. Paul didn't want to build on someone else's foundation. My purpose often involves building on another's foundation. I'm more like Barnabas, who helped Paul in his early days, and then he mentored Mark, who eventually wrote the Gospel of Mark.